Good morning, Colorado. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've been doing injury work and helping people put their lives back together again for over 30 years each. Brad Pollock has over 30 years experience, and so do I. You know, you can put your experience, our experience to work for you at any time. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. And let's talk about today's show a little bit. We do these shows each week. These are injury shows. We cover different injury subjects each week. And why do we do it? What difference does it make? Because information is empowering. We give you a lot of information. We try to educate you. We try to teach you. Let's face it, the insurance company that's against you when you're injured, the insurance company for the at-fault party who injured you, hit you, caused the accident, caused the incident, that insurance company wants to beat you, wants to defeat you, and they have superior knowledge. They have superior facts. They've been in that business a long time. You know, I've said it before, we'll say it again. When you have an accident, you're injured, it is no ordinary day or event for you, but it is an ordinary day and event for the insurance company. They're trained. It is an ordinary day for the adjusters who are against you. They know what to do. They know what to say. They have scripts. They know what to ask for. I mean, you need to understand, you know, and we've done shows on what do you need to know before the first contact with the insurance adjuster? What do you need to know? What do you need to do? What forms can you give them? What do you have to give them? Do you have to give them anything? Do you have to give them a statement? You go to our website right now, championsofthepeople.com, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit that tells you all about what you need to know and do or not do before you ever make the first phone call to the adjuster, for the insurance company, for the party who hit you, for the person who injured you. This is very important. And by the way, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, anytime. It is an information-loaded website. It fits the theme of these shows because we give you information free. You can get our books for free. We have one book entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's free. You can download an ebook or you can get a hard copy if you just call us or contact us. Another book is Hit and Run, Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. They are cowards of the street. They maim people, kill people, and leave. Offer no assistance and try to hide. And so what do you do insurance-wise? What do you do? How do you do this? And how do you proceed? What do you need to know in advance right now, today? You can get that free book on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and our other book, which is the definitive guide for Colorado workers' compensation injuries for workers in this state. You can get that book for free as well, championsofthepeople.com. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We got offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Okay, today we're talking about the ABCs of accidents, injuries. What do you need to know? What do you need to do? We've been running a series of these shows. We're coming to an end, and depending on how much material we get covered today, we'll either end it today or end it next week. But it's the ABCs of injuries and accidents. And so, Brad, you know, we've covered a lot of different subjects, but let's start off on this show with talking about, you know, you try to settle your case, the insurance company won't settle, and let's educate the people on why and why not and what happens.
Now, there's a number of reasons why a case may not settle. It comes down to basically a belief in either the insurance company believes you can't prove your case for liability and prove that the other side was negligent, or they believe they can prove you were negligent, or they don't agree with the amount of money and the damages you have. The amount of money damages you have can start at a pretty simple number, and that's the medical bills. We talked last week about how the insurance company, even when the doctor sends the medical bills, has found a way to say we don't want to pay those medical bills, and that we're not going to pay them. And the way they do it is very simple: is they just say we think the doctor is cheating people, and we think the hospital cheats people, and we think the doctor overbills, and we think the hospital overbills. And we think they all overbill, and they, insurance companies, for some reason, believe that they are entitled to special rates, regardless of what may be the person is paying who doesn't have insurance. They believe they're entitled to special rates from hospitals and from medical care providers. And because they believe they're entitled to special rates, and because they don't want to pay what is being billed in the usual and customary way in the community, a lot of times they'll lowball the offer. And when they lowball that offer, next thing you know, you're in court and you're fighting over whether or not the bill that that Swedish Hospital or that St. Joe's Hospital or that Children's Hospital sent out is an appropriate amount. And you're going, well, you know, that's what they bill. And the car insurance company is saying we should get special premiums or special rates, and we shouldn't, and we're not going to pay that. Now, in they don't mind saying, we know you had to pay more than what we're willing to pay. We know that you have incurred a greater expense than what we want to pay. And that's too bad that you get that you're getting cheated by this hospital, but we're not going to. And what they in essence do is they call the hospitals and the healthcare providers cheats.
Yeah, they basically do. So one, you know, one, put it in perspective. Let's put it into context. One of your elements of damages, that's how lawyers talk. That's how the law talks. You have damages. And so when you're injured, you have damages. Well, we all heard about that, but what does that mean? What is the breakdown? One component of the damages are your medical bills, past and future. Past and future. And if you're going to have surgery in the future, then it's going to be worth something. It's going to cost X dollars. That needs to be built in. The insurance companies want to just cut it off right now. We don't want to talk about anything future. We don't want to talk about future damages. But on the medical bills and all the other categories of damages, you have to talk about future. So just on that point, they say they attack it. They want to beat the medical bills down because they're supposed to pay you as one, not all, but one element, one component of your damages, they're supposed to pay you your medical bills. And you say, well, how and why do they have to do that? Because maybe I was covered by health insurance. Well, you have to, in most cases, not every case, most cases have to pay your health insurance company back. So if your medical bills were $25,000, and let's say the insurance company did pay you the $25,000, then you're required under most insurance contracts to pay your health insurance company back. So you say, well, that's not fair. That doesn't mean that's not right. So the insurance company wants to beat those prices down because they know they have to do it. And they want you and your attorneys to go get the health insurance company to reduce their bills so you don't have to pay so much money back. That's kind of the way that part of the system works. But you need to understand they're going to beat your medical bills down. They're not going to pay you the $25,000. They don't want to pay you the $25,000. They want to pay you like $8,000 or $9,000. And you say, well, how am I going to do that? How am I going to pay the medical bills back? Exactly. How are you going to do that? And so we're trying to educate you on one component of the damages and how they do this. We covered in weeks past, you know, how they value your claim. Well, they don't always value it the same way, and they try to lowball it. So, you know, Brad, when they say your medical bills are $25,000, we're going to pay you $9,000 for your whole case, even though the medical bills are just one component, one small part of the damages, then they actually then force you into litigation.
Oh, absolutely, they're going to force you into litigation. And they're forcing you into litigation because they believe that you'll fold, that you'll give up. And sometimes they put you in a position where they do. They've got a very strong lobbying group that makes sure they get rules and laws passed that are going to be to their benefit. You know, we've talked before, Gary, we're going to discuss some things they can't tell you at trial, and we'll cover this again. But the jury can't be told and isn't told about the subrogation rights, and that's what you were talking about. When the insurance company is saying we want to be paid back,
right,
or when Medicare or Medicaid is saying we want to be paid back, or that ERISA plan from your work that paid your bills is saying they're going to get paid back their money, the jury can't be told that. And so, you know, the jury could very easily be thinking, well, why should we give the plaintiff the medical bills? It already got covered by insurance. And the process isn't explained that, wait a minute, that insurance company is that health insurance company or that ERISA plan or Medicare or Medicaid, are they're just sitting there with their hands out waiting for any kind of money to be awarded by the jury because they're going to take their money off the top.
Exactly. And that's the way it works. And so, you know, and you might be asking yourself the question right now, and if you're not, do ask yourself the question, well, what about me, the injured person? What about me? I have to pay $25,000 in medical bills back to my health insurance company, XYZ company. I have to pay them back. But the insurance company for the outfall party is only going to pay me $9,000. Well, where does that leave me? How do I get that problem solved? Good question. And they don't care how it affects you. They want you and your attorneys to go try to reduce the amount that you have to pay back to your health insurance company, XYZ company. They want you to go negotiate it so the at-fault party insurance company can save money. And they're not going to pay you for your time and effort to go do that. And they're not going to pay the health insurance company. They don't care about them. And what they want to do is put the squeeze play on you and your attorney in an injury case to get this done. And what it normally does is, and we're not talking about the other elements of damages. So what it normally does is forces you, which you don't want to file a lawsuit, but it forces you to file a lawsuit. And we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to say and explain to you why does it force you? How? What difference does it make? You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are here for you. We have over 30 years of experience each helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And our website, anytime, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we are injury attorneys. We bring the show to give you injury information, to educate you about injury subjects. It's what we do. We help injured victims put their lives back together again. Many times that helps the families, it helps the children, it helps the family unit keep going. The family unit is very important. Sometimes the husband is injured. The wife has to pick up the pieces. Sometimes it's a single parent one way or the other. It's devastating many, many times. You need to see an injury attorney early in the process. Okay, right before the break, we were talking about the insurance company and our example. Your medical bills were $25,000. You've been injured, but the insurance company for the at-fault party says you will pay you $9,000 for everything. Take it or leave it. It forces you to file a lawsuit. But Brad, why? Why does it force you to file a lawsuit? And how does that process work?
Well, you know, and this is kind of surprising because you're saying I can never be forced to file a lawsuit. Yeah, you can't be. But then again, you might have to live without having your injuries and your damages and your losses compensated for. Because the bottom line is that our system is set up that the first place you're going to look and you must look to get your injuries, damages, and losses compensated is to the at-fault party, the person who caused the injury. In this day and age, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay for a judgment. We have mandatory laws saying you must have insurance. Most people do have insurance. Well, I can't say most people have insurance. There's a lot out there that don't, and that's why you need to have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, but that's a different story. But when you're in trial, you're looking for the insurance money. I don't think ever that I've had a case where I'm trying to take money out of the mouths of the defendant or out of their pockets versus trying to get the money from the insurance company that is representing the defendant. And what you're doing is you're looking at a situation where, once again, the jury doesn't get to know the defendant has insurance. So the insurance lawyer who is hired by the insurance company and represents the insurance company and has their allegiance to the insurance company and has been working for the insurance company for years, and the adjuster, who usually is sitting somewhere in the courtroom watching the case, they're all allegiances to the insurance company. And they will, if they don't specifically state it, and we can stop it normally, they will try to convince you or make you feel that this money is coming out of the pocket of the poor little defendant who's sitting there who happened to have made a mistake and happened to have hurt somebody.
Right, exactly. And, you know, so we're gonna fast forward a minute to trial. So we've explained to you how many times you're forced to file a lawsuit because they're not even going to pay you the amount of your medical bills. And they attack that, you know, and we've showed you in past shows how some of the ways they attack it, like, well, you didn't go to a doctor for 3 days, or you didn't go to a doctor regularly or consistently. So you didn't treat properly. Then on the other side of the coin, when you do treat, they say, well, you overtreated. You didn't treat enough. You didn't go to this doctor. You didn't go to a specialist. You didn't go to a neurologist. You didn't go to a neuropsychologist. You didn't go to a psychologist. You didn't go to a spine surgeon. You didn't go to an orthopedic doctor. You treated too much. You should have gone to all those people. You didn't, or you should have. Doesn't matter. That's how they're going to approach the case. And then they're going to force you to file a lawsuit. So let's fast forward. You've had to file a lawsuit. You go through this experience, and you better have experienced attorneys with you. You go through this experience. Now you're in the courtroom. Now, let's make you a juror. You are a juror in your own case. You're sitting there, and you're a juror, and you're listening to this. And as Brad just explained to you, it's one party sitting at the table and the other party, the party who hits you and injured the injured victim. And the insurance company can't be mentioned. Insurance cannot be mentioned. You never know as a juror. Think about this. Wouldn't you really like to know if there's insurance over there? Think about that. Because you're looking at this person, you think, well, if I were to order judgment, this person has to pay it out of their pocket, the one that's at fault. Yeah, they caused all these problems. They didn't mean to cause it. But the insurance company pays for that. The insurance company pays for the at-fault party's attorney. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit more about that, because it's so important, because jurors are never told about insurance, and almost every question jurors ask is there insurance in this case?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have to say 90% of the cases I've been trying since jurors have been allowed to ask questions at trial. And so many of you don't understand that when the jurors are selected and the case is proceeding, when each witness testifies, the judge will have the party calling the witness question, and then you get cross-examination, and then you get redirect. And then before the witness is allowed to leave the bench or leave the witness stand, I mean, the judge will look at the jury and say, do any of you have questions for this witness? And the jury will have forms or pieces of paper. They can write down their question. They give it to the bailiff. The bailiff then hands it to the judge. The judge will then read it. The judge will call the attorneys to the bench and will look at all the questions. And the judge will decide whether or not that's an appropriate question asked of the witness. I haven't had one since they've been allowed to make those questions where there hasn't been one of the questions from a juror, sometimes more than one, has been, is there insurance?
Right.
And, you know, and how much is the insurance? And that one's just passed right along, but passed to the side and not answered. Now, you know, there's philosophies behind all of it, but there are a number of states that do allow that to be said.
Right.
They do inform the jury if there's insurance. They give the jury what I would call full disclosure of what's going on. But in this particular state and the way the defense bar has it set up here and the insurance companies have it set up here, that just gets passed on. You're not allowed to know it. If jurors ask during voir dire, and that's where we question the jurors to determine if there's any kind of bias or prejudice, I've had jurors ask then, is there insurance? And, you know, the first thing we have to do is we have to defer to the judge. The judge then looks and says, you're not to be concerned about how a verdict will get paid. You're not to be concerned whether or not there's insurance. You only are to be concerned about determining what damages, if any, the plaintiff incurred, and how that plaintiff gets the money paid is none of your concern.
Right, so let's get this. Let's put this all in context. You're injured in a car accident, for example. Medical bills are $25,000. That's our example today. The insurance company offers you $9,000 to pay for everything, all your future medical bills, all your physical injuries, all your pain and suffering, all your loss of quality of life, and if you miss six months of work, that pays for that as well. And so you can't do it. So you're forced to file a lawsuit. Now you're in the courtroom, and now you're sitting there as the injured person. I had you as the juror a minute ago, but now you're sitting there as the injured person. You have your attorney sitting there. On the other table across the courtroom is the defendant, the person who drove the other car and hit you, T-boned you, made you not work for 6 months, and that other person's attorney. But that at-fault party does not pay for that attorney. The insurance company does. You just can't mention that insurance in trial. The at-fault party doesn't pay for any judgment. The insurance company does. And there's a couple of exceptions with regard to whether or not the verdict exceeds the amount of judgment, and we can't go into that right now. But in generally speaking, that the at-fault party's insurance company pays for any judgment or settlement. The at-fault party doesn't pay for anything, doesn't pay for the attorney. And so you're sitting there, you're back to the jury, you're looking at these parties, and you're wondering, this person that's been sued that caused this accident, that T-boned this other driver, do they have insurance or not? And that can't be told. And so they force you to file the lawsuit, knowing that you're going to go into court, and this is how it's going to be handled. So, you know, Brad, let's talk a little bit more about the rule of evidence that says you can't mention insurance. And let's talk about the fact that I don't think many people understand that insurance companies, XYZ insurance company, could be Farmers, could be State Farm, it could be Safeco, it could be Hartford, it could be USF&G, it could be USAA. They have their own certain law firms that every time one of their insureds is sued, that suit goes to certain law firms.
Oh, yeah. First of all, insurance companies may own the law firm. That sounds odd, but that's the truth. I mean, you may hear this law firm of Joe Schmo or Joe Schmo Incorporated or Joe Schmo PC or so-and-so and so-and-so, and that's what they tell you they are in front of the jury. That's our law firm. That's the name of our law firm. When you find out, really, they're owned by the insurance company. They're employees of the insurance company. And you're going, well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, you don't see these separate names for any other kind of business. But you do see it when the insurance company owns the law firm. They will not say this is Liberty Mutual Law Firm or this is State Farm Law Firm or Allstate Insurance Company Law Firm. Instead, they use the lawyers' names for the law firm, but they're wholly owned, and they even will in their paperwork they give you, it'll say these people are employees of Liberty Mutual Insurance Company or State Farm Insurance Company. But the interesting part about it is when they have the paperwork that goes to the jury or where they have anything the jury's going to see, it just says the name of the law firm.
Right, like ABC Law Firm or ABC and Associates or Joe Blow and Associates. You don't ever see that some of these law firms are employees of the insurance company, but you can't mention insurance. You don't see that. You're not told that. You don't get to know that. And so you as the juror, put yourself as a juror now again, you're going to award a verdict. Maybe the medical bills are $25,000. Maybe they missed work for 6 months. And maybe they missed out on $40,000 of wages. That's just part of the damages. And you're thinking, well, I'm going to award this money, but I'm going to award it against this poor, poor individual over here. I sure wish I knew if there was insurance. You know, you can rest assured that when you have an injury case and the case is in trial, I would say almost, not quite, but almost 100% of the time, there's insurance on the other side. There's insurance covering this defendant. And many people, Brad, clients have asked us, wait a minute. I'm the one that's injured. I'm the one that couldn't work for 6 months. I'm the one that has to go through this treatment. I have to have neck surgery coming up in 3 months. What about the person who hit me? I mean, they seem to have no involvement in this whole thing. And guess what? They have very little involvement. They're supposed to cooperate with their insurance company. Let's discuss that a minute.
That's exactly right. The person who is at fault, who caused the accident. Now, you know, sometimes you get very, what I would call militant defendants who for some reason or another are saying, we don't want you to get money, plaintiff, and we don't want you to be reimbursed. It seems more and more that you'll find defendants who look, they don't want to accept that they might have hurt you as bad. They don't feel good about it and they don't accept it. But they more or less go, look, I'm just here because the insurance company has told me I had to be here. The insurance company has told me that I have to show up. And if I don't, they're not going to extend coverage. They say this is part of your contract with us. You better be here. You better cooperate with us. You better do what we say. Now they really can't tell them to lie, but they say this is what our theory is, and they want you to back their theory. And so, you know, what they've got is they've got that defendant in really a hole. Because if you look at the defendant and say, do you think you ought to pay? I think a lot of defendants would say, yeah, pay him. Now, if the defendant is doing their job, and insurance companies, I think, should be required to advise them of this. They should be getting their own attorney who is telling the insurance company, you settle this case. Don't put my client through this. Then, and the insurance company should pay for that other attorney. I believe that's what should be happening. But, you know, what we have is we have this dichotomy where the defendant is sitting there really having no choice but to do what the insurance company says. And in is what, once again, being directed by the lawyer or the adjuster who's orchestrating the whole defense.
And right, and you can't mention it. So you're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. We do the show every week. We try to give you the information you need to help you have a level playing field with the insurance company that's going to try to beat you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. Because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We have over 30 years of experience each to help you put our experience to work for you. Come into our law firm, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You need to know more about that, but you do need a legal game plan. Okay, we're going to wrap up this show. We're going to do another series, another part next week on the next series, but we're going to wrap up this show. You're in trial. You need to understand one thing, Brad. The defendant, the at-fault party, let's just clarify for everybody before we go off the air. The defendant makes no decisions. They don't decide when they're going to settle. They can't make their insurance company settle. Let's open everybody's eyes.
Defendant is actually nothing more than a pawn. as far as I'm concerned. The at-fault party is a pawn. The insurance company will make all the decisions. The adjuster will make all the decisions. And if the pawn, at-fault party, wants to try and gather any rights, the pawn's going to have to go out and get their own attorney. Because up to that point, the insurance company will tell them what to do, when to do, and how to do it.
Exactly. The insurance company makes all the decisions. They're sitting there in trial. Maybe they don't want to even be in trial, but they make all the decisions. And so next week, we're going to cover this very interesting subject. And listen to this. So what if your verdict comes in, the defendant, the at-fault party, has $100,000 of insurance, and the verdict comes in at $250,000? What happens? You'll have to tune in next week to hear that. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys, and we are the champions of the people.